you understand. Your workout of the day is pressure. For time, we have 20 push press at 60 or 42, and then 60 push press at 42 or 30. Then every minute on the minute, we got 6 box step overs and 6 box jump overs. There's an RX Plus as well with a heavier barbell, 75-50 or 50-35.
Oh, I forgot about the RX Plus. How did I forget? I wrote this one as well. How did I forget?
Yeah.
I have many comments on this, which is or questions, sorry, which is funny because I did help write it. But first one is, other than pressing, what are we working on here?
See the name of the workout.
Pressure.
So we're pressing, pressure. The pressure to pick up the barbell is going to be real.
Yep.
And that's what we're working on. We've got very little time to work every time because those 6 box step overs and 6 box jump overs are probably going to take something like 20, 25 seconds. Then we have to walk to our barbell and convince ourselves to pick it up, do some reps and pull it down before we get back to the box the next minute. Yep. So we probably have 20, 25 seconds to accumulate some reps. So there's no choice. We either like just do an EMOM of box step overs and box jump overs and get no barbell work done. But we gotta get back to it and gotta pick it up. Because the point of the workout, like I said, is push press. We're trying to work on the shoulders.
And this combination of push press into more push press is a bit different. Normally we do like if we have 20 push press at a certain weight and we drop weight, we would also like change the complexity of the movement as well. So maybe we do jerks first into push press, but it's the same movement, just the weight change. What's the thinking behind this? What's the reason behind doing it?
Well, we thought we'd get some strength work done early. So let's go heavy push press, build some strength and power while we're a bit fresher. And then we said, well, let's also then get some conditioning on the pattern as well. So we go straight into a bit of muscular endurance, a bit of stamina. Plus, as we just get a bit tired, that drop in weight will facilitate the work rate, the overall work rate staying high. So we can just keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing. This is going to be like intensity ratcheted up, and everything's designed from the heavy to light to the EMOM component to the time domain. It's all about intensity today.
Yeah. How do we keep the intensity? What's the way to, because I can imagine everyone's, you know, the first 2 minute feeling in a room, like, you know, a room of 18 people here in Santry, and it's amazing, everyone's going, and then it can just go. How do we keep it up there as an athlete? What do we do?
There's a little bit of management of yourself that you can't completely go to failure on the things. So when you pick up that heavy push press, you got to decide, I'm going to be explosive and powerful for a few reps. I might even get 2 sets done. Mm. And then I'm going to say, right, when I get back to the box, I need to find a way to get my heart rate down. I got to be able to be smooth here without losing too much speed. It's that just overall energy management. It's still going to be exhausting. It's still going to be pretty fast, but we got to try and manage that. The second piece then is the commitment before you go into it. You have to make the commitment.
Yeah.
If you try and do it in the middle, it's going to be very difficult to do that. So there's a knowledge going in. I know how this is going to feel and I know what's going to be needed for this. So let's see, can I make the decision now that when it gets difficult, I'm going to make an agreement myself. Let's not break this commitment. Let's lean into it.
Very Kobe-esque there. I love that. On the box, what's the way to approach this? Is this like do the 6 and the 6 as quick as you can to buy time for the barbell? Or is there an element of, what was the word you used there, management as well, where you kind of maybe go from 100 down to 90% of what you can do in order to really maximize the barbell here?
I think we've talked about this a few times this week, and it's come up a few times this week. It's like, can we stay smooth without losing too much speed? And you can't afford to be slow here. No. You'll have no time on the barbell. If you get down to 2s and 3s in a minute, it's going to be a long, very long.
Yeah,
it's going to be a very long workout. You're going to start noticing you're not going to get through the total, and then it's going to be like all slow and self-pity. So I think we have to just stay committed to saying there's a method and a rhythm to my box step overs and box jump overs that I'd like to fight for, so that at least when I get back to the bar, I've got that decision to make. But the box step overs and box jump overs should look pretty consistently the same across. That's what I'd be aiming for.
Last question. On the barbell, how do we know what the correct weights for us are? Because sometimes it's very obvious if we go from jerk to press, it's like we have to change the weights. but it's the same movement here. So how should the first one feel, and then how should that second one feel as well?
I think if you could do the 20 in four sets, and you could do the 60 in four sets when fresh, with no other stimulus, no other time demands, you could go, like, you could go fives on the 20, and then on the 60s you could do like 15s or something like that, something that's light that you could cycle out, because when you get into that stage of the workout, you're going to need to pick it up and bash out a lot of reps, so it should feel like heavy down to a, like, even light.